Praise be Jesus and Mary. So we're now into this retreat on heroic virtue, and we covered this morning the virtues of faith and hope, and we've given examples in the lives of the saints. And I can imagine that it seems to some of you that this is all very daunting and maybe a bit overwhelming and things like that. And it is true that it's no easy task, right? I mean, these are the saints who have risen above the great majority of mankind. But at the same time, as I have affirmed before, this is the will of God for us, and he has given us many, many aids in order to travel along this path, right? We have the sacred scripture. We have our guardian angels. We have prayer, the sacraments. We have the Eucharist. In today's gospel, when our Lord is on the cross and just before he's ready to expire, he gives us what St. Maximilian refers to as one last gift, and that is the gift of his mother. Behold your mother, as if he hadn't given us so many things already. But here he gives us one final gift, the gift of his mother. Behold your mother. So this Mass is in honor of Our Lady, Mother and Teacher in the Spirit. And so it's another gift that we have from God in order to travel this path, that we can always turn to our mother, who is full of tenderness and mercy and consolation and protection. The preface of today's Mass kind of says it all. When referring to Our Lady, it says she is still a mother, and she continues to give children to the church, encouraging them by her love, right? So Our Lady is looking down upon us and is solicitous for our growth in the spiritual life, and she encourages us by her love. She draws us by her example, right? Right from the beginning, we read about Our Lady at the Annunciation. And so her example of faith and docility and humility in embracing her vocation to be the mother of the Redeemer, all the way up till we read last about her in the Acts of the Apostles, where she is there praying with them and for them. And her prayers and her presence draw down the action of her spouse, the Holy Spirit. And so she continues to do this, to pursue perfect charity. And you know, that's what we're doing. We are pursuing it. As I mentioned yesterday, we're walking, hopefully running, towards perfect charity and the prize of eternal life. She is the model of all who live by the Spirit of the Gospel, and we look up to her in prayer, turning our eyes and our hearts towards Our Lady in prayer. And when we do that, we learn from her mind to love God above all things. We learn from her spirit to contemplate the Word which she kept and pondered in her immaculate heart. And we learn from her heart the compassion and mercy to serve others on our journey. And so Our Lady, as our mother and teacher in the Spirit, is always ready to help us, to assist us, to be there for us in our difficult and yet possible spiritual journey towards perfect charity and union with God in heaven. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.